Doc Jacobs has joined us on Sports Byline USA. Tell me a little bit about how the tryout went for you.
At first I was kind of nervous. Just being out there and knowing that big league scouts are looking at you. And I didn't know if there were other teams out there looking at us or whatnot. But after a little while, I just decided that, hey, whatever's going to happen is going to happen. And it's in the hands of the big man upstairs. And I just got to have fun with it and just try and be out here and inspire. So that was kind of my mindset with it all.
How did you do?
I made it through the first round, which is the fielding and hitting and running and whatnot. And, you know, I made it through the first round, and I was kind of surprised because I short hopped a few throws from shortstop, but I'd never really thrown a baseball from shortstop to first base because I'm a second baseman. So I adjusted and went from there in the second round. And I think I did a little bit of work on that and, you know, made it to the second round. And then after the second round, it was over. So
what did you take away from the experience, Doc?
I took away from the experience that I need to loosen up a little bit more for next time. and I also need to do a little bit more work. But, I mean, everybody's just out there, you know, for their hopes and aspirations as well. And regardless of what's going on, I am kind of in the spotlight because of my situation, and I just need to run with it and just do the best that I can and help inspire other people.
Doc is 27 years old for everybody listening, and as I pointed out, he plays on a traveling softball team. Tell me about that. Is that other veterans as well, or what's the makeup of the team, Doc?
Yes, our organization is, and our teams are compiled of disabled veterans, and it doesn't have to be a physical disability. Because we also know that stuff like PTSD, anxiety, stuff like that is also an injury, and it's an unseen injury. And it, you know, like last year, the statistics showed that there's a suicide just about every day from veterans, and that was more than what was brought on in combat. So I think we need to understand that there are other disabilities out there other than the physical disabilities. And so our organization takes on the all disabilities from disabled veterans, and we use sports as a healing process for everybody.
You know, I had, with my trips over there, I assume that after you got hurt, they brought you back to Landstuhl before they brought you back to the United States?
Yes. I went through Landstuhl before I made it to the National Naval Medical Center in Bethesda.
Yeah, because that's I went back there, and I did the show from there, and I got to tell you, I spent some time with soldiers, and I saw some things that were heart-rending. But I'll share this story because you, as a veteran, will appreciate it. I started to go into a young soldier's room, and the doctor pulled me back out, and he said, "Be careful. His attitude is not the best." And I said, "Where's he from?" He said, "Philadelphia." I said, "Okay." So I started to walk in, and I got shot one of these ice-cold stares. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And I said to the guy, I said, I hear you're from Philadelphia. I said, you know, the problem with you Philly fans is that you go out to the airport and you boo bad landings. And he started laughing. And I sat down, and I spent about an hour and a half with him just talking sports. There's something that is therapeutic about sports, either playing it or talking it or sharing it. Give me some insight because, you know, you've gone through something very, very special and very traumatic as well.
Yes. While you're deployed, everybody talks about their favorite teams and whatnot. And I don't know if you've been to some of the big bases over there, but they have like softball fields and stuff that they try and improve morale by having like little softball events and stuff. So, I mean, everybody reminisces of their former sports careers that they may have put on hold to go on deployment and stuff. And, just talking Indians baseball or talking, you know, just sports in general, because I mean, I'm a Cleveland Browns fan, which I know I'm not supposed to announce because people think you're crazy if you're a Browns fan.
You're really double suffering.
Yeah. And, I I mean, we talk and we talk trash about each other's teams, and you know, it might lead into, you know, an amateur boxing match or whatever. But I mean, it just brings out the fun and everything and everybody, and it's pretty unique, and I enjoy talking about sports.
I will share another story with you. We were in we were in Baghdad, and the Alfa Palace in Baghdad, and I did the show from a DFAC one night. Now, for those people around the country and around the world that are listening, the DFAC is the chow hall, and I always let two soldiers co-host each hour of the show. Well, the two guys that were co-hosting, because I let them then interview the athletes that call in from the United States while we're over there, or the ones that are with me on the tour and everything. So I had a colonel and I had a sergeant, and they were so good, Doc. I got up and walked away from the broadcast position and then just let them. They were talking to David Stern, the commissioner of the NBA, and they were so good with their questions and everything. I just walked away and let them go. Well, when I came back and started to go to the commercial break, I noticed on the table in front of them, because they were sitting side by side, that the colonel had taken off his rank, and so had the sergeant. And it just it dumbfounded me. So when we went to commercial break, I said, why did you guys do that? And the answer was, when it comes to sports, there is no rank.
No, there really isn't. And that's kind of funny, because I went over to Germany in October to go speak with the guys coming home from Iraq, Afghanistan, and other places around the world. And the Marine colonel in charge of the Wounded Warrior unit over there, he's a fellow Ohio State fan. And he goes around asking everybody where they're from and whatnot. And I didn't travel with a Buckeye in my pocket. And so he had extra Buckeyes. And he was like, Doc, where are you from? And I said, I'm from Ohio, sir. And he's like, are you an Ohio State fan? I said, yes, sir. And he was like, here, keep this Buckeye with you. It'll bring you good luck. And he checked on me every single day and made sure that I had my Buckeye with me every morning before we went and did our stuff for the day. So I was like, okay, well, here I am in E5, like a sergeant. He's a colonel. And no, we're talking Ohio State sports and how Ohio State should go undefeated this year, and it's a shame that they're sanctioned this year. And so we kind of went on and on, like you said, there is no rank in sports.
Well, we did. When we were at Landstuhl, they built a new facility in between the two wings of the hospital, where if you're kind of an outpatient, you know, you come and you can make free phone calls and everything. And we did the show from there one night, and I thought, well, because we had just come back from Afghanistan, and I thought, well, we'll be out of there after we have something to eat with the soldiers and everything about 9 o'clock. We got out of there at 3:30 in the morning. They wouldn't let us go.
Wow.
And I mean, it was so special to just sit up, and we found the same thing when we were in Iraq and Afghanistan. The soldiers would seek us out. But the thing that was the hardest thing for all of us, the athletes with me and everything, to accept, was that we were there to say thank you to the soldiers for the job that they have been doing. They were thanking us profusely, and it just got embarrassing, Doc.
it's pretty crazy, you know, because, I mean, like you said, though, talking sports is very therapeutical, and, you know, so in hindsight, you might have been helping them while they were over there and taking their mind off of what was going on in their world. And so, I mean, I know it's pretty unique having a veteran thanking you guys for your support, and then at the same time while you guys are thanking them. So I could imagine that was a little frustrating. But
I want to ask you a quick question before I let you go, and we only have a minute left, and that is, you touched on it a little bit earlier about the reaction you got from your family and everything. Tell everybody who's listening, whoever runs into a serviceman or woman, the attitude that they ought to have about them when they come back, and also especially if they've been injured.
Well, they should just be supportive of what the veteran has done and what they want to do, because, I mean, some of my family didn't think that I was going to be able to just get out there and do it, and they thought I had unrealistic goals, and that's coming from their words. And so just be supportive of what they want to do, and just know that the warrior mindset is not a quitting mindset.
I want to thank you very much, not only for joining us on the show and sharing with us your story about your experience with the Dodgers and trying out with them, but also for serving your country as honestly and as well as you and the other soldiers that are in current active duty, as well as the veterans and everything. Thank you very, very much, Doc. You are welcome back here anytime on Sports Byline, and I hope we have a chance to cross paths again.
Well, thank you.
Doc Jacobs with us again, an Iraq veteran who lost his leg. He tried out for the Dodgers. It was Tommy Lasorda, the former manager of the Dodgers, who met him at a veterans luncheon and invited him to come and try out with some 79 other hopefuls in Arizona. And he got through the first round, but after the second round, it was all over with. I hope you enjoyed the interview. We continue with more of you in Sports Byline.